Hello, I'm Donald Stephen from Learning Without Borders, and I'm going to be talking about Edinburgh, specifically the new town of Edinburgh, Stockbridge, and Dean Village. So, Edinburgh's new town is not really that new. It was built in the middle of the 18th century in response to the overcrowding in what is known as the Old Town. So the new town is a sort of marvel of urban planning, of elegant architecture and spacious and comfortable housing. The architecture is neoclassical style, with big grand pillars outside and tall ceilings. Now it's the most expensive area to live in Edinburgh, and it's also where the banking heart of the city lies as well. The most expensive properties in Edinburgh are now all in the new town. If you go further north in Edinburgh, you'll reach Stockbridge, which has something of a village atmosphere about it. It's only a 10 to 15 minute walk from the city centre. It melds into Inverleith to the north and the west. And it's on a trail called the Water of Leith, which is a river that you can walk up and down, which is quite a nice walk. And Dean Village is on that river, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Gentrification is an issue in Stockbridge where lots of people come in and sort of change the vibe of the area. It's a very sort of posh area, Stockbridge, but also very pretty, with lots of interesting bars and independent shops, but it is quite pricey and quite a lot of posh people live there. If you go further up the Water of Leith, as I was saying, you'll reach Dean Village, which was previously a watermill village, and you can still see that today, the remains of that. Dean Village is a very special place in Edinburgh, because it's very central and it's underneath a bridge, and all of a sudden you're in this sort of medieval village. So I think people can come to Edinburgh and miss that. So I think it's quite interesting to go about and look at it, especially in the winter. It looks very attractive in the snow. Looks like a postcard or something out of Harry Potter. At the heart of the village is the Well Court, which is the most iconic building in the village. And this building housed local workers who worked on the water mills. But like the new town in Stockbridge today, it's quite an expensive area to live, and it's not mill workers that live there. Still very nice to look at though, and well worth a visit.